All right, Austin Typewriter Inc. podcast in the house, chatting it up across the miles with Evadito, who is at home and I am at home. And we have another pleasure of joining our West Coast host, Mr. Bob Marshall, who happens to be doing a chat today. This one's going to be really short, but very informative. He met a gentleman by the name of Aaron who does typewriter repair for people in California, in Los Angeles, actually. And some of his clients are celebrities, and he probably won't mention any names, but that's kind of cool to have a pop-up. And he has a really unique story where he met a guy, they used to do some work together, and that gentleman passed away, and he inherited his tools and his business interests, and so he is carrying on that mantle. I think it's really neat that you're able to find the love of the machine today and keep the motivation and the love for the machines moving forward. What are your thoughts?
For sure. And another interesting thing is that these machines are really connecting a lot of different people, celebrities, non-celebrities, writers, poets, collectors. It's funny how these machines are actually connecting us. I mean, these machines are really great at connecting.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned the word connecting, because the name of this gentleman's group or his business is Typewriter Connection. So Aaron has a really interesting story, and he's going to be chatting it up real quick and short with our good friend Bob Marshall. So Evadito, hang on to your hat, because we're going to turn it over to our West Coast host right here on Austin Typewriter Inc. podcast. Welcome to the Austin Typewriter Inc. podcast. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to listen to our little gab fest. We're just a group of folks who enjoy the heck out of typewriters and welcome you to our table. Sit back and enjoy the show, and away we go.
Okay, let's get to it here, folks. Bob Marshall, Typewriter Muse, somewhere in Southern California. We're technically in LA. This is really exciting. Yes, I'm muffled because I'm wearing a mask in a public space. The reason is this is what they call the Typewriter pop-up shop. And it all comes down to this man, Mr. Aaron with the Typewriter Guys. So we're going to get you over here. Cool, come cool. A little closer. Right, I appreciate right. You. This is exciting. Yeah. 440 South Alameda. And you get to repair a lot of typewriters.
I do, yeah. So essentially, I wanted to have a space that I could just house all my machines, since obviously right now events aren't happening. So usually I would take machines out and do all these different, little pop-up events around town and stuff. And so now it's like I finally have a space. It's like a showroom. Essentially, it's not going to be a 9-to-5 store every day, but it's a showroom for anybody who wants to make an appointment to come down and look at it. It's in the downtown arts district of Los Angeles. And that's kind of the thing. And now I have a place where people can come and hang out and talk typewriters and all that fun stuff.
So. All in somewhere as trendy as Los Angeles.
Yeah, exactly.
But you were saying you get to fix a lot of typewriters, and you started the typewriter guy with, he's all time out.
Yeah.
Time out. I don't want to be known as the guy who fixes them.
You're right.
But you had someone, it was time travel typewriter?
Time travel typewriters, yeah. So Garrett was my business partner, and we did the typewriter thing for a number of years. And sadly, he passed away back in September, but I wanted to continue on his legacy as far as just getting the typewriters just out there still and going, and that's kind of what I'm doing, just trying to keep his memory alive. Really,
you seem like a man on a mission to put machines in the hands of those who like to write.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Understood. You have a customer though that keeps you pretty busy these days.
Here. We don't really talk about that person too much, but we do. I have a lot of people that keep me busy as far as typewriters go. Repairs and maintenance and all that, I enjoy, but I think what I enjoy more is really just connecting with people and sales and being creative with typewriters. I have kind of just, I run the gambit, especially being here in Los Angeles, with the people that I come in contact with, because there's so many creatives out there in Los Angeles, in the city. But I say that really you know, typewriters just kind of had this, I mean, you could probably attest to this, like, just had a resurgence, like the past, you know, how many years back, kind of like vinyl coming back, right? Like, sure, everybody's wanting to get typewriters again and just have that tactile feel, that something that's just, there's really something special, and it's a different, you know, just patience you have to have when dealing with typewriters. Yeah. So.
Agreed. And Garrett. Yes. Garrett passed away, left you all of his tools and all the good stuff, and you're carrying on the legend.
Yeah, exactly. So I did. I inherited all his tools and, you know, some of his machines, and really just trying to remember all the things that he had taught me, you know.
That's
a thing. It's and like, you know, it's typewriter, being a typewriter mechanic or typewriter repair, it's a lost art form, that a lot of people don't, you know, just have those skills. Like, you just can't, nowadays you can't just like go and like, oh, I want to learn typewriter repair. Like, you don't, where do you go for that?
Right.
It has to be passed down.
Yeah, there's no typewriter institute of repair for young people. And you're what, 30, 35? You're pretty young yourself, so.
Maybe a little more.
Oh, okay.
But then, thank you, though. It's the mask. Like,
yeah, we're sitting here with masks on, so again, forgive the muffled sound. But you're with the typewriter guys.
Yeah. So when Garrett and I, when we combined together, we called ourselves the typewriter guys Los Angeles. But I'm typewriter connection is my, so like on Instagram, I'm like at typewriter connection or anything. Uh-huh. Is typewriter connection, and then he was time travel typewriters, and then with our forces combined, basically, created the typewriter guys. So, but yeah, that's kind of what's happening in the typewriter world here in LA,
Los Angeles,
and
places.
Yeah,
because
there
are still a few semi repair shops in Los Angeles.
There are
areas of
Inland
a little bit,
right?
One or two,
right? Yeah, no, there are a few guys out there. But you know, it's one of those things that, like I said, is just so popular now that even the few shops that are out there are just swamped, you know. Like, I talk to those guys and they're like, oh, we have so much business right now, and it's, you know, just a few people working at the shop. It's not like they have a whole fleet of mechanics just, you know, working on things. So but you know, there's some great repairs here in LA, a couple of places that I know of, but also outside of LA, there's one in Palm Springs we were talking about earlier.
Right.
I'm
in Riverside, but
in Riverside,
I work out of my house. You work out of your house most of the time.
Right. And then until I got this space, now I'm like, yes, I finally got a place. But yeah, prior, it's all that. Yeah, working out of the house and just having a office set up there.
You're gonna bring most of your operations here.
I think so. Yeah. You know, today's the first day that we're you know, just kind of open and letting people know about what we're doing and stuff like that. But it's it's gonna be hopefully a fun start to something great. So
yeah, do you see yourself maybe hiring on another repair technician in the future to take Garrett's place?
I would actually love that. If anybody in the LA area that is just maybe does repairs out of their home or, you know, whatever, like, please contact me, because I'm always looking for, you know, just good people that, you know, are not afraid to get their hands, you know.
Right now, there are 58 listeners who are going to come knock on your door and say,
please,
I'm here, I'm ready to
please. Yes, I have the work for anybody who wants to, get in there and really, you know, repair some machines. But yeah, so like I said, my main thing that I enjoy the most is probably just sales and connecting with people and, you know, just the hunt for me. I don't know about for you, but like, I love hunting for typewriters.
Cool.
Like, I never get typewriters online or anything like that. I always go out and try to hunt for machines, and it's kind of like a catch and release. Like, when I find one, it's like, oh, I got it. And then, you know, clean it, get it, and get it to a good home and stuff like that.
So. No, I do the same thing via motorcycle. I can hop all over the over, you know, the Southern California area on a motorcycle and pick up a typewriter every day of the week.
Yeah.
It works pretty well for, and it's a great excuse to take a motorcycle ride.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
I enjoy it. I rode out here today, so I kind of look like a pirate compared to Aaron, who's extremely professionally dressed and doing good. But this is a good space. It's just a few hundred square feet of awesomeness.
Oh, thank you.
Occurring. Yeah. Good for, and this is an area of art studios.
Then? It is. So it's, they call this area in downtown, it's like the Arts District.
Sure.
So it's close to Earth Cafe, if people know the Arts District downtown.
Cool.
And it's just, so we're inside of kind of like an event space, like artist space. And so you can't, necessarily see it from off the street walking by, but definitely, it's appointment. You come in or if we do, like, I want to continue to do pop-up shop, like,
sure.
On certain, like,
right.
Like a
Saturday. Under the Easy Up.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Just like, hey, this Saturday, come on out. I'll be here from this time to this time kind of thing.
And that probably works pretty good. 10 or 20 machines on a...
Yeah,
some cool event.
You can
pick up corn or other fresh produce.
Right, exactly.
Good
for
you. What do you think your biggest sellers are that you get to move? I see one of everything on the wall here.
Yeah. I mean, oh my goodness. I don't know. It just runs the gambit as far as like... what people like. I always tell people typewriters, they all have an alphabet. So it's like whatever feels best to you is the right one, So it's like, I always tell people, and that's another thing too, is I always let people just play with the machines. Like so many times, you probably witnessed this, you go into an antique store, it's like, don't touch. I'm like, they're designed to touch. It's okay. You're not going to break it. You have to really put effort into breaking these machines. So it's like, I always encourage people to just,
do a nice test type.
Right, exactly. Well so, done. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just, it depends really. Just whatever someone's looking for. Colorful ones go for, a lot of people like the colorful ones or something unique.
But I think there's a lot of that a lot of the world doesn't understand, that in screenplays, LA typewriters are still the way to do it.
So yeah.
You probably end up with a lot of customers who are pretty high end in that regard.
I do. It's funny because like the people here in like a lot of screenwriters in LA or just writers in general, creatives, even poets. I work with a lot of typewriter poets out here. So one in particular is the Haiku Guys and Gals.
Right.
So they just, they're really, really cool. So they have their old typewriters and they show up at events and they dress like they're from like the 30s, 40s. And then they, just type like free haikus for everyone and stuff. So they have a really cool niche thing going on. As far as like, screenwriters, just like I was saying before, creatives, I think just having a typewriter in the office even motivates you to, come up with that next, great American novel. So
it's all part of a good process too. Mm-hmm. I know personally when I do a lot of writing, I have two typewriters and a laptop. So I have three things in front of me and that works a lot easier for me in my writing rough draft process.
Yeah.
I do all my rough drafts on typewriters and then I move it to computer for publishing.
Yeah, no.
Well, send it to an editor and then off to publishing.
No, it's funny. I know a lot of people like that. Yeah, that's a smart way to do it, Like we were saying before, like typewriters, you just have to have like a certain patience with it. It's like there's no delete, there's no spell check. You can't get distracted by going on the internet. Like you just have, it's just like you and your thoughts and the machine.
I tend to use a laptop just for researching. Wait, how long is that road that I was writing about? Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
How can people get a hold of you?
The best thing that I find is just Instagram. At Typewriter Connection is my Instagram. And that's really like kind of my go-to. I am probably going to be coming out with a website just because, a lot of people want, I could kind of give a little bit more detail on the website, but I'm not a huge fan of like shipping typewriters. So I don't know if right away, if things will be for sale on, the website, just because, I rotate through machines so quickly when I do events. So it's hard if I like post it and then it's like, oh, maybe it'll sell here. It's just, I got to figure that out. I'm sure one day I'll get to there, but as of now, Instagram is probably the best way to get a hold of me. I post all the time on there, and I just kind of update people what's going on.
So. Cool. Yeah. Aaron, thanks for the time. Thanks for the interview. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Until next time, some guy named Bob, Austin, Typewriters, Inc.
All right, well, that was a quick, short little podcast with our West Coast host, Mr. Bob Marshall, and his chat with Aaron about typewriters. Again, what you said at the very beginning, Evadito, is typewriters connect people. And I think no matter what, whether you look at them as work or whether you look at them as, you know, mechanical or typewriting to write, it's a connection. It really, I mean, who would have thought in the year 2021 that we would be using a typewriter to communicate still?
For sure. And it's even connected us to Bob Marshall, too. And Bob and us have connected, and he's doing a great job with talking to these people and getting these interviews that, you know, well, could be lost or not, it could be gone.
Right.
So it's really great that he's connecting.
And you never know who you're going to meet in passing. In fact, I mean, Bob meets these people, like I said, he met the lady in the last podcast that we did in a parking lot buying her grandfather's typewriter. And now he meets this gentleman who's literally done a pop-up to do repair service. And people walk by, passersby, and they see this. And I guarantee you probably one out of every so many people that walk by, they've seen or known somebody who's had a typewriter.
Right. It'll spur new interest for sure.
It was great to have you, even though we weren't actually doing the podcast. It's great to have our West Coast host joining us here on Austin Typewriter Inc. podcast. We'll catch you next time right here with myself and Evity Too. Thank you for listening to the Austin Typewriter Inc. podcast. For more information about our group, please find us online at austintypewriterinc.com, or you can also visit us on Facebook and Instagram. Join us next time for another episode of Austin Typewriter Inc. May your type slugs always be clean.